This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome to Radio K Pulpit 729 AM. You have just tuned into Body Matters with me, Alana Willifee, where everybody in the body of Christ matters. I'm looking forward to spending this next hour with you chatting about the significance of prophetic dancing. As you know, in this program, I invite people who are involved in different ministries to share what they are doing in the body of Christ, and I really trust that this program is going to bless you. In the studio, I have a really special guest, and her name is Janine Funsell, and she is the founder of Holy Spirit Fire Dance Ministry. Welcome, Janine.
Hello, Alana. Thank you. It's a privilege to be here this afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. Our topic of discussion is going to be, what is the significance of prophetic dancing? But before I get to that, I just want to tell you a little bit about Janine. She's been dancing for the last 14 years, which has been a really long time. And that also includes some form of modern dancing. And you said you've participated in the yearly Dunamis International Conference. Can you tell us a little bit about that conference, please?
Yes, Alana, this is an amazing conference. I attended for a couple of years. Now, this conference is hosted by a church in Alberton annually. And dance teachers from all over the world would come to teach at this nine-day conference. Yeah. So it was a wonderful platform to be trained in different dance styles. We did a variation of modern dancing, ballet, lyrical dancing. There were mime teachers as well, tambourines, cloth dancing, hip-hop, and even ballroom dancing.
Wow.
Yeah. So, every evening we'd have had a worship session where the different dance groups had the opportunity to minister in dance. Mm-hmm. Daily, we would start early mornings with worship, then word for the day, and then you would attend one of three different classes that you chose for the week. After tea, you'd have your second class, then everybody would have lunch, then the third class for the day, and then between 4 and 6 there was time for the dancers to prepare for the evening ministry.
Wow.
So after supper, the worship evening started, and then we would dance the different dances that we were taught. And by the end of the week, there was a show and share, then the leaders chose the best dancers for the gala evening on the Saturday evening. And then, of course, the whole Saturday, it was amazing to experience 600 dancers.
Wow.
So the choreography, the choreography would include the 600 dancers. So the opening dance was, you know, with these 600 dancers, and then it was the program for the evening. And at the end of the program, the 600 dancers ended the evening off.
That must have been amazing. Yeah?
It was huge.
You can imagine the vibe that must have been there.
Yes.
That is awesome. And you know what? I see that you've also danced in Israel. So how did that come about?
Alana, yes, in 2018, my whole dance group went to Israel for a tour of the Holy Land and to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We chose that specific time because it was the Feast of Tabernacles in Israel, which is huge. So our tour guides and host in Jerusalem arranged for us to attend the opening at Ein Gedi next to the Dead Sea.
That must have been amazing. I've always wanted to go to Israel.
I can just imagine. It was next level.
Yes.
The worship was absolutely fantastic. And then we did spontaneous worship dance. We used tambourines in the open air next to the desert. There were people from all over the world, of course. And the whole week was the feast. And in on the Thursday afternoon, we had the privilege of taking part in the Jerusalem March, Christians from all over the world would take part, walk in the streets of Jerusalem, dance. We did tambourines and flags. The Jewish people, the Israelites, would stand next to the street. And as we came past, they were so blessed that we would take the time to come and bless them.
Sure.
They really welcomed us in, and they would ask us, where are you from? Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for coming to Israel and coming to bless us.
Oh, so, that must have been so awesome. And just tell me, is this something that happens annually?
Yes, the Feast of Tabernacles.
Oh, yeah, it's a feast, yeah.
The Feast of Tabernacles happens every year. It's very busy in Jerusalem. As I say, people from all over the world come. They have public holidays and... Oh, it's such an amazing experience just to be there.
Yes.
So, but I must tell you what happened, which was the highlight, is one day we went to the Jewish quarters in Jerusalem, which is very special to them. And as the group walked in, a young man was busy playing this beautiful music with a violin.
Oh, wow.
And the next moment I was just dancing. I don't know how this happened. It was really Holy Spirit inspired.
Yeah.
And the group stopped and came back, and I continued to dance. Mm. And afterwards, I learned that he was playing the national anthem of Israel. I mean, I didn't know that. So this experience was really acting out, blessing Israel, praying for the peace of Jerusalem and for Israel. And one of my friends just reminded me that in the beginning of the year, a prophet gave a prophetic word, and he said to me, you will dance in the streets of Jerusalem. And after this happened, I only remembered, I realized this is what the Lord did.
And your prophetic word came to pass.
It came to pass.
Wow, God is so good.
Yes, yes.
Sure. And Janine, I also know that you do with your dances, and we're going to get all into what you're doing and everything later, that you do your... choreography,
that's
the right word, and that you train worshippers in dance. Just share a little bit about that.
Okay, well, when it comes to choreography, it really is a lengthy process. Besides praying and trusting the Lord for a download, I listen to the music over and over until I get a feel for it. I would often get ideas about the style of the dance and then start with basic movements. And then, you know, when I choreograph a dance, you always have to keep in mind that people do not concentrate for a long time. So you cannot dance longer than, your dance should be about 3 minutes.
Okay.
And then, you know, with the dance, you have to bring in different elements. Try not to have too much repetition. There are three levels of dancing. Is the normal height where you dance, then we do a little bit of floor work, and then we do high work where we would jump or do, you know, stretches in the air to make it interesting. So you have to keep that in mind, as well as act out the message that the Lord wants to bring.
Because at the end of the day, it is really spirit-led.
It is spirit-led. Spirit-led. Definitely. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so we will be back shortly after this. You are with Body Matters with Alana Olifi, and I have my special guest, Janine Van Zyl, and we are just discussing the topic, why prophetic dancing is so significant. Janine, we were just busy in a conversation about your choreography, and I just want to find out, how do you do your training, dance training with your dancers?
Okay, when it comes to training dancers, I really start at the beginning. They need to understand why we dance for the Lord. So I apply the principles that I teach at the dance workshop, and then I start with basic movements. People often ask me, do you have to be a dancer in order to take part in prophetic dance? And the answer is definitely no. I believe that the Lord gave me a gift to mobilize people to dance for Him. I really have a lot of patience when it comes to training. The most important thing the dancers have to come to overcome when they start dancing is fear. We always laugh when we start with a new dance in class. I demonstrate to the dancers what we are going to do, and then everybody just laughs in unbelief. Really, are we going to do this? Now, the scripture in Exodus 23 is one of my favorite scriptures. It says, I drive them out before you little by little until you have increased and are strong enough to take possession of the land. So when we dance, we do it little by little until we have the whole dance. In the beginning, when we start practicing, I often tease my dancers and I say to them, I can see in Afrikaans, julle het wilde hase en julle oë. So you can see the confusion. They freak out. And as they learn this dance, it disappears. So we have a lot of fun in class as well. I mean, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and this is how we overcome.
Yes. Now, I think sometimes, if you're not used to dancing and you've been put on a spot in front of people and you need to move, I know it can be quite daunting.
Yes.
But anyway, that is awesome. I also just want to ask you, how did you, Janine, get involved in your prophetic dancing?
Alana, we visited a church in 2006, and at the door we got the bulletin with the ads and so forth, and there was an invitation to come and dance for the Lord, and I just knew that I had to pursue this. So I started training with a worship dance teacher at this church, which was wonderful. She really taught me everything about dancing and worshiping the Lord with your body. I was introduced to using props while dancing, like cloths, tambourines, batons, billows, flags, etc. We were part of the worship team, the dancers. Okay. So Sunday mornings, we had to go to church very early to get our outfits for the service.
Oh, my hat. She had procedure.
She had a wardrobe with a variety of dance outfits. So while the worship band practiced, we would listen to the music and just, hear what God was saying. And often the band would play something completely different in the service as the Holy Spirit led. During the worship then, after we prayed with the band, the service would start. And then during worship, the dance teacher would often just nudge me and say, go.
Sure.
Then you have to run forward and start dancing, free worship. Yeah. So you really... It was a wonderful, it was tough.
Was it quite nerve-wracking for you at the beginning?
It was. But you quickly learn that you die to yourself and you rely on the Lord to get you through that. And, practice makes perfect. Yes. Eventually it starts flowing and you build up a little bit of self-confidence.
Yes.
But it's always hard.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yes. And one of these experiences... the dance teacher was not there, and I experienced I need to take the promise flag, and I have to wave this flag to proclaim that God has a promise for every person.
Sure.
So it taught me to be bold.
Yes.
And that specific day, later during the day, it was as if God gave me some boldness. And a friend of my daughter visited us for coffee. And this child was not saved. And I knew I have to ask him, are you willing to give your heart to the Lord? So,
yes.
But it started that morning with a promise flag.
So you were inspired by the Holy Spirit already.
Yes,
through
definitely.
Your dancing and through that God wanted to do something.
Yes. Okay. And I just had to, follow it through.
Flow with it.
And eventually after I asked this child for the third time, I thought, this is enough. And he sat there quietly and we were talking about other things. And then he said, I need to give my heart to the Lord now.
Sure.
So, it was wonderful.
Yes.
But it started that morning already.
So God had prepared you.
Yes.
Prepared you for what was lying ahead.
Yes, definitely.
That is amazing.
And
Janine, you've got Holy Fire Dance Ministry. That's your ministry.
Yes.
Tell me, what inspired you to actually start this ministry?
You know, years ago, after I realized that the Lord called me for the dance ministry, a friend had a vision of a truck with the words "stretching dancers" written on it.
Wow, that's quite odd.
So yes. It had been a journey of stretching. So I'd been dancing for a couple of years, and I was invited to dance at the opening of a prophetic conference.
Okay.
And this ended up 4 evenings of doing the opening dance every evening. And then after that, they invited me to come and dance, but people asked me to train them, to teach them. Mm. Now, that's a good idea, but I knew good ideas are not necessarily God ideas.
Yes,
so before
that's right.
I did a Janine thing, I said, "Lord, you need to come and confirm this." Mm-hmm. I was quite bold. I said, "Lord, I need 3 confirmations." And what happened, I attended the Dunamis conference in Johannesburg. The Friday evening, I was looking at a few paintings, prophetic paintings, and there was a painting of a tree full of fruit, but the one branch broke. And the next moment, the artist stood next to me and she said, "Listen, do you see this painting? If you do not give out your fruit, the branches are going to break."
Wow.
So there was my first confirmation.
That God was saying, "I've given you a talent."
Yes.
"And you need to..."
"To give it out."
"To give it out."
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So the next morning, I was also standing somewhere, and the next moment, this dance teacher approached me and said to me, "Listen, God has I have a word for you from the Lord. He says that I've blessed you. You have a gift. You have an anointing.
Sure.
You need to train people. You need to teach. So you need to be obedient."
Wow. That's very direct.
It was so direct. Wow. I almost passed out. But anyway, that was the second confirmation.
Sure. That's
and
amazing.
Then on the Sunday morning, we flew back to Cape Town. And that evening, I attended a service. And this service, the pastor, the whole service went about dancing for the Lord.
Wow.
And the pastor said to me, she called me to the front and she said, "Listen, there are many people here that wants to dance to the Lord. They just don't know how to use their bodies.
Yes.
Would you stand in the front and do basic movements so that they can follow you, just to get them moving for God?"
Sure.
So I did that, and after the service, a lady came to me and she said, "You know, I got a vision of you. You were dancing in a golden river flowing out of the throne room of God. And as you were dancing in this river, there were people behind you following you. So you need to train people in dance."
Wow. So, isn't that amazing? And,
yes.
And the nice thing was that your very third confirmation was almost a practical.
It was a practical
God
one.
God was actually practically showing you, "This is what I want you to do."
Exactly.
That is amazing.
And I just knew that I had to be obedient. Mm. So in August in 2009, I started with classes. And it was amazing how God just sent people.
Yes.
I had a full class right from the start, and eventually I had to start with a second class. Mm. The motto that I have with this dance ministry, Tommy Tenney said, "When preparation meets opportunity, the King grants you favor."
Wow.
And this is how I steward the dance ministry.
Sure. And you know what that makes me think of? You know, when God asks you to do something, He equips you, and I always believe it's effortless.
Yes.
You know, He will send the people. All you need to do is to step out in faith and be obedient to the calling that God has for your life. Sure, Janine, that is amazing. I think a lot of people, you know, for me personally, the only part I know about dancing is that David danced before the Lord. And we don't always realize what the significance is of dancing. Mm-hmm. You know, you dance, mm-hmm. but what does it actually mean to dance? And what is it? What is it? So what is the significance of prophetic dancing? Can you share with us? Because I'm sure there's so much more to dancing than just moving your body.
Yes, definitely. Okay, well, in Scripture, in Romans 12, it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. That is your true and proper worship. Now, that's very significant. Now, prophetic dance is being God's mouthpiece. And in the word it says, for in him we live and move and have our being, in Acts 17, verse 28. Sure. So dance really is ministry in motion. You express your heart and connect with God through movement. The dancer speaks with his body through his own language of movement, his own vocabulary. So we can tell a story with our bodies even if there is no music at all. Probably the most pure form of prophetic dance is when the dancer expresses the heart of God through dance by interpreting, acting out, or dancing out a vision, a word, or an impression given by the Lord. So now when you dance, I find that there are two different ways, the vertical and the horizontal. Let me explain to you.
I was going to say vertical and horizontal. Yeah. Yes, that sounds interesting.
Yes, you either dance to worship, adore, and exalt God, which is then vertical. Okay. The prophetic dancer expresses the heart of man to God through worship. We then dance to praise songs that are written to the Lord or about the Lord. And in those songs, we are speaking to the Lord. And we also hope to draw others into praise by ourselves embodying the praise and worship. Now, that's the vertical.
Okay.
Right. Now, horizontal is when you as the dancer are the pipeline. You are the tube. You are the channel through which the Holy Spirit ministers to people. The dancer then expresses the heart of God to the heart of man through their creative language of movement, thereby becoming a live instrument of worship and ministry. A specific message is demonstrated and carried over visually. I always say that a deaf person should be able to look at us, look at the dance, and understand exactly what the message is, what the dance is about. Now, the basic definition of a prophecy is the prophet listens to what God is saying and then delivers the message. Now, a dancer would also hear what God wants to release to the people and then acts it out through movement in dance. So the dance is Holy Spirit-led. The dancer just flows with the music in dance. And the movements are spontaneous because we are listening to the Holy Spirit for what he wants to say at that moment and to whoever he wants to say. So that's the one. The first one is it's Holy Spirit-led. Often God also gives us a message ahead of time of what he wants to say in a meeting. So when we pray and listen, he gives us the choreography for a dance. Now, that dance has also specific movements to express the words and message of the song. Now, my pastor often would ask me to prepare a dance with a specific theme to enhance his sermon.
The message will actually go with the whole service.
It goes with the sermon. So the message is then heard by people and then confirmed visually through the dance. So once we have delivered the message with our dance, we always wait for about 8 counts after the music dies down, because that is the time that the Holy Spirit works and, you know, works with people's hearts and convicts them of whatever. So it's almost a holy moment. They've heard the message, they've seen the message, and now we wait in silence, and the Holy Spirit works.
And that's so amazing, because it brings in not just the word that you hear, it touches the whole senses.
Yes, it does.
You know, the eyes, the hearing, and also the whole experience. So bringing, it sounds like just bringing people into the presence.
Absolutely.
Into the presence of God.
Yes. You know, while we dance, the Lord brings about healing, deliverance, and the release of captives.
Sure.
Now, an excellent example is Psalm 149. I don't know whether I should read the whole psalm, But it basically comes, it's about praising the Lord. It says here in verse 3, let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. The Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. But now the important part here is from verse 6. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. Praise the Lord.
Wow.
So it's very strong.
Worship, yeah.
It's a very strong scripture. So in prophetic dance, the message is for the congregation or for the individual. So when we dance, we direct our focus towards the people. We make eye contact and we deliver the message. So it's a message from God to the people. Now, there is a close connection between dancing and spiritual warfare, as we've now just heard.
Yes.
You proclaim the message with your body. So now who sees this? God and his angels. People see it, but the enemy sees this as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of scripture in Matthew 18, with verse 18, it says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So with dancing, we bind the enemy and we lose victory on earth, especially when we do warfare dances. There's a release of the word in the spiritual realm and the enemy flees.
Yes.
You know, we use tambourines. Now, tambourines have specific patterns, which is scripture. So as you dance that tambourine pattern, you release scripture into the heavenly realm.
Yes. And that's so amazing to me, because sometimes we see something physically manifesting in front of us, but we sometimes forget that even though we are in the natural, we also have the supernatural realm.
Yes.
And sometimes what you do in the natural might not make sense in the natural, but in the spiritual, it has got such a awesome significance, like you said, spiritual warfare, or you know, just opening up that way where God says, you know, enter my gates with praise giving. It's like clearing the way, clearing the road for him to fill that place with his presence.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Now there are two other things that I would like to mention as well. Declarations. In Matthew 18, verse 19, it says, when two or more people agree in prayer, it will be done. Now, dance is often a prayer that we act out.
Yes.
If there is agreement. So with dance, there are declarations and proclamations where we agree. Now, a declaration is we decree certain things. For example, God is holy. He's righteous, he's victorious, he's the Alpha and the Omega, etc. So you affirm something that is already in place. You use scriptures and it's really a shout into the heavenlies.
Yes.
Now with a proclamation, that is a form of prayer, and we proclaim what we expect to take place.
Yes.
So as spiritual believers, we can call those things into existence that are not as if they are.
Yes. You're preparing the way.
Yes, Romans 4:17.
Yes.
I also believe that when we dance and it's filled with actions into the atmosphere, it goes into effect. Like Psalm 103, we read the following. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. So I believe that proclamation based on biblical promises can cause angels to go into action.
Yes, yes. So they said they heed the word of God.
Yeah, that's right.
What the Bible says. They heed the word of God.
That is right. Yeah. And then also evangelism. dance is very powerful with evangelism. You dance to people who don't know Jesus. It's a tool to prophesy over them. So dancing brings a change in the atmosphere. And as you said, it prepares the way of the Lord. So it's the spirit of Elijah. Now, we've done a couple of outreaches. Yes. We strategically reclaim the land for Jesus. Can I tell you about that?
Yes, please.
Before we would dance in, I'm from Durbanville, so that's where we often dance. Before we dance in the streets of Durbanville, we would intentionally claim the land. So what we would do is we would dance around the perimeter of Durbanville. So we would go with my car, drive slowly to the robot, jump out if the robot is orange and red, and then dance.
Wow.
Declaring who God is.
That's amazing. Yes. It takes a bit of boldness.
So, you know, in the beginning we're very nervous, and then as you do it, the Lord just blesses you with the ability to continue. So we did this a couple of times in Durbanville. We did Muesenberg, Simonstown. We actually danced
so nice.
Porterville, Piketberg, etc. But then we would then trust the Lord for the preparation of the area.
Yes.
And then we would go out and do a flash mob. Do you know what a flash mob is?
No, tell me, what is a flash mob?
A flash mob is when somebody in a public space would just start dancing.
Dancing. It's almost like the mob. I think there's something on TV
where
they just start dancing. Oh, wow,
yes.
Okay.
We did our first flash mob in Tiger Valley in 2011. So we played this loud music, obviously with permission from the leaders there.
The management.
So one would start dancing, and then another would come in another, and eventually there would be 50 people dancing. So you attract a lot of attention.
Yes.
People are curious about what are you doing.
What's going on?
And then after the dance, we would go out tutu and we would minister to people.
Oh, that's amazing.
Pray for them for healing, bless them. We often would use the treasure hunt module. So beforehand you would pray, ask God for treasures, and then put that piece of paper in your pocket. Go out, do the dance, and then look for the treasures. And it's amazing how God is so specific. I once got a guy would wear tan-colored shoes with white soles. I mean, that's not casual.
Yeah.
But we would find the guy, show him the treasure, and then pray for him. And, you know, God just did the rest.
Just for those who don't know what treasure hunt is, do you want to quickly just explain that you pray beforehand?
We ask the Lord for his treasures of that day. So we pray, and then he would give us clues. Somebody would wear a red shirt, or somebody would wear these shoes, or somebody would wear a green dress. And then after we had then danced, we would go in groups and look for that treasure. That person with that red shirt. And then we would approach them and say, you know that God loves you so much. You are his treasure. Look at this piece of paper. This is what the Lord gave us before when we prayed, before we danced. And then the people would be so amazed.
Yeah.
Really, God thought of them. Yes. And then, you know, whatever the need would be, we would then dance for them.
Pray for them.
And pray for them.
That's amazing.
Okay, well, you know, one of the dances that the Lord asked me to choreograph at the end of last year, and I think this is the music that you want to play now, is Born for This. And the purpose of this dance is, especially in this corona time, many people lose hope. So God knew of this coronavirus when he created us, before the foundation of the earth. So therefore, he's just wanting to bless people with hope. He knew of this. You were born for this time. And this is the dance that we did end of last year and now in the beginning of the year as well.
Okay, so we are going to play. The next song is going to be Born for This by Mendisa. So we're going to take a break so that you can listen to the song. We'll be back shortly. I really hope that you enjoyed that song. So yes, just for everybody that's tuned in right now, this is Alana with Body Matters. I'm with Janine Fancel, and we're talking about the significance of prophetic dancing. Janine, you've shared quite a bit about the prophetic dancing and everything, and I just want to ask you, have you got any testimonies of what is maybe anybody has experienced during this time that you have done your dancing or outreach or anything like that?
Yes, definitely. One of the first testimonies years ago, Pastor Jonathan, that has been he's with the Lord now, his first sermon, he asked me if I would do a warfare, spiritual warfare dance that would enhance his sermon. At that time, I had a shoulder injury, and the dance is a strong dance with very sharp movements. And yes, I thought, Lord, how am I going to do this? Maybe I should just do the movements in a softer way. But you know,
compromise, yes.
Compromise, that is what I thought. But as I walked on the stage, I realized, no, you cannot do this. And I thought, you know, Lord, I'm going to do this to the full. And if I have to go to a physiotherapist for 6 months after this, then it's okay. And you know, I danced with very sharp, bold movement. And when I walked off the stage, my shoulder was healed.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Yeah, see, that's just God. It's again obedience, you know, taking that step of faith.
Yes,
wow.
Definitely. Another testimony, which was also awesome, I didn't realize, I didn't get the feedback immediately. One of the first dances that we did was a beautiful dance of holy, holy, holy. And then we used a gold billow, which was uitgebeeld. Sorry, my English.
Yeah, said in Afrikaans.
Dit het uitgebeeld die teenwoordigheid van die Here, the presence and the glory of God. And as we ended off with this gold billow, the woman would come and lie underneath the billow, and we knew that God was ministering to them.
Sure.
A couple of years after this happened, this lady came to me and she said, you know, I had been struggling for 20 years with bulimia, eating too much and then, you know, putting my finger in my throat, that kind of thing. And that day, underneath that gold billow, God healed me completely.
Wow.
So it was so awesome. I didn't know this. Only years later, I learned this, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, that's such an amazing testimony.
Yes.
I think sometimes we just take it for granted. Even myself, you know, this story just reminded me of something. You know, we see dancing and we do praise and worship at church, but you sometimes think, oh, you know, what is the real significance? And and this just reminded me also of once I was sitting in church and they were praise and worshiping, and my head was down, and you know, and I wasn't singing, I was just listening to the music, and I felt God said, get up and sing.
Okay.
And you know what, and I thought, okay, so I got up and I started singing, but as I got up, my eye caught the guy in front of me, the person in front of me, and he just got my attention, and I could see that God was just supernaturally ministering to him during praise and worship. And as I was watching him, I felt like the Lord said, I'm busy delivering him from something.
Sure.
And I got up and I felt like God just dropped it in my spirit. Do not take praise and worship for granted. Do not take dancing for granted.
Yes.
Because even in the midst of dancing and even in the midst of singing that we think, oh, it's, you know, what is it really? You know, you know, we do praise and worship, but we don't think about it in a deeper sense.
Yes.
And I just realized that God can deliver. God can heal.
Yes.
God's presence fills that place when we sing, when we dance, when we worship. It's a platform where God can minister healing, deliverance, and so much more. And I must say, I've never taken praise and worship for granted again after that. And I feel just chatting to you about you know, your prophetic dancing, there's so much more to it. You know, God is in the midst of all of this.
That's true.
And you never know what he's doing. And the fact is that you just need to be obedient.
Yes, that's
true.
There's
someone out there, yeah, God is specifically ministering to their heart.
Yes, that's true.
Janine, I just want to pray because we're going to end off now. And I'm going to pray. And I just got one last question for you after our prayer. And I just want to, everybody that's just been tuned in now and is listening, and I just want to pray for you. Whatever God lays on my heart, I just feel like I just want to pray. So, Father God, I just pray for every single person that is listening in on this radio station. Father, wherever they are, whatever the circumstances are, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will just touch them supernaturally. I pray, Father, that they will know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Father, that they will know that you are the great I Am. Father, our lives mean nothing without you, Jesus. And Lord, you said in your word that we must enter your gates with praise giving. And Father, that we can just praise you for who you are, not because of anything else, just because of who you are, Jesus. And that we can be so thankful for what we have. Father, that you will give us a heart of thankfulness, Jesus. And Lord, so I just pray for every person out there, God, that you will just touch them in their circumstances. I even feel in my heart, God, wherever there's people out there that need a touch of healing, whether you've got cancer, no matter what you got, I feel like God wants to minister to your heart. Father, I pray that you'll touch them. Send your word and heal them and deliver them from destruction, Father. You said by your stripes we are healed. And I speak to any person out there, no matter what sickness or disease or whatever you have, God, you know, Father. Touch them, Father. Let them experience you. Let them have an encounter with you today, Lord. And if they haven't given their lives to you, Lord, your word says today is the day of salvation. So if there's anybody out there today that you just need God, you just can't go on anymore, give God a chance. I want you to give God a chance. You've got nothing to lose. So you can just repeat after me. If you want to make Jesus Lord of your life, just repeat this words. Jesus, I am a sinner. Lord, I want you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me clean with your blood, Jesus. I want to make you Lord and God over my life today. Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. I give you everything, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for every person that has prayed this prayer, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will touch them wherever they are right now, Father, that they may experience your presence like never before, God, and that their lives will never ever be the same again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So before we end off, I just want to ask Janine just to tell us just briefly, quickly, about the dance and the workshops that she has, so that if anybody wants to join, then that you can contact Janine, because I'm going to give you her details right now. So Janine, just quickly tell us if anybody that's listening out there wants to get involved or wants to contact you, just tell them just shortly what is your workshops about.
Okay, yes, I developed the workshop because so many people want to dance, but they work. So it started a couple of years ago. So what I do is on a Friday evening, I would do a 3-hour session, start on a Saturday morning, 9 to 4. And during these couple of hours, I would train them People often want to dance for the Lord. They want to break out and dance, but they don't have vocabulary. They don't have movements. So I train them. I give them specific movements. And then obviously the Holy Spirit, you know, gives you ideas of how to move. But if you've never danced, it freaks you. It can freak you out. So I in those couple of hours, I really teach them five different ways of dancing, five dances. And at the end of the workshop, we go and dress into our nice clothes, and then we minister the dances that we've just been taught. I also train men. I do flag work, billows, banners, etc., depending on what the need is. But they need to understand why we dance, who must dance, where do we dance. So it's scriptural. So yes, I package it all in those hours, and my team and I are prepared to travel wherever as the Lord leads. So yes.
And if there's anybody that's in ministry right now, and they might have, say for instance, not a function, but a, you know, a get together, and they are keen to have you and your team there, so they can also contact you.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so you do it also as an outreach and at different church functions.
Yes.
Okay, now that's great to know. So so if anyone is interested in getting involved in the prophetic dancing, or you just want to find out more, you're welcome to contact Janine on 082-336-932 or on her email, and it's janinedance@gmail.com. But Janine is spelled J-A-N-E-N-E dance@gmail.com. I'm just going to repeat her cell number. It's 082-336-932. So thank you, Janine. It's so nice to have you. I think I've learned so much more about dancing, and I definitely won't take dancing for granted. So thank you for sharing it with us, and it's so nice to have you. And I pray that the Lord will continually bless your ministry and that God will use you powerfully in outreaches.
Thank you, Alana. It's been a privilege to be here, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. And that is the end of my program, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that it blessed you. So thank you for joining me on Body Matters, where everybody in the body of Christ matters. We'll meet again next Saturday, same time, same frequency, with more great conversation from me, Alana Willifew. Goodbye, and stay blessed. Stay tuned for our next program, which is Voice of Change with Lauren Jacobs.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.